Simply talking about arms control handsomely pays lots of journalists and high-level diplomats, but what of the task of taking weapons and actually rendering them harmless, melting them down, burning off their explosive ordnance? Artist Lynn Evola has taken on that mission to make all the arms in the world into art.
If I wanted to create peace angels from New York City to California to Paris to Hong Kong, I could circumnavigate the globe a couple of times and never use all the weapons that the human race has already produced.
Evola's Peace Angels project began in 1992 and has transformed handguns, machine guns, and tons of decommissioned nuclear weapons into small and huge sculptures of peace, she calls them.
I was in a line of people to give speeches when I was a very, very shy artist and didn't want to do speeches, but the project kind of pushed me into it, and there were a lot of politicians ahead of me giving a speech in Los Angeles. And these guys are tough. You know, they've been in the streets of L.A. These are really tough guys. And he put his hand on the Mexico Peace Angel, and in front of the cameras, he just burst into tears. I feel that art is the most powerful thing that we have on Earth because it engages the consciousness of a person. It shifts who we are as people. That's the power of real art. I was thinking of an image that was something that was above humanity, not a religious symbol, but something that lifted us beyond who we are as human beings, and then use that as a vehicle to basically melt down what destroys us.
The individual you described who put his hand on the peace angel in Los Angeles and burst into tears, why do you think he did that? Did he tell you why? Why he was emotionally affected?
Well, this was a man who was from the Latino community. He was a high-level politician. He had come up through the ranks of conflict resolution and friends getting killed on the street. And when he put his hand on the peace angel, it was made of weapons. And the combination of it just struck him.
If the human race doesn't make it and all that's left is the Peace Angels project and a lot of infrastructure, What will people see? Will it be clear to them that weapons overtook society, or will it be clear to them that they made a serious effort to try to restrain themselves?
Well, that's what I would hope is, again, art has a job independent of me. And that job is the same as the David or the paintings and sculptures that have done by Rodin. And I mean, all those works of art actually have a function. They're there to empower and to engage humanity in our consciousness. Consciousness is the most important thing we have. And I don't know why this is so important, but my hope and my thought is that if we make horrible mistakes, which I am really doing everything I can to deter that, the human beings that would be left would be standing there and inspired in some way and learn what they can to do what they can. Everything is about the cherishing of life in my world.
Lynn Evola, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, John.
Lynn Evola is the founder of the Peace Angels Project. For images of her work, please visit thetakeaway.org.